This is Destiny Pieces with Dhoof Patel and Mike Steska.
Hello, this is episode 38 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Dhoof Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And I'm Akshay Mathur.
So, a lot of news this week. Hopefully, you're still listening to us at destinypizzas.com.
I found out that my cousin's listening to us.
It's no crazy. Way.
Ooh. Yeah, Ankit does.
Nice.
From your what? From your profile or something?
He's not in my profile.
Is he doing it Facebook through SoundCloud, though?
He's my Facebook friend, yeah.
Oh, so that's how he found out and he listens to us?
I told him about us.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah. You want to give him a shout-out or something?
Yeah, what's up, Monkey?
Okay.
Well, he's not listening through SoundCloud, right? Because we don't do that.
No, I told him about our website.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. I think I'm going to just... I'll have to change everything on Facebook and everything, mm-hmm. But... Yeah. Let's just get into some superhero news. Dark Knight Rises. Hot Toys is releasing some new Dark Knight Rises toys. And for those of you who don't know who Hot Toys is, they have awesome, awesome, super detailed toys. They're from Japan.
Like collector's items.
Yeah, they're like $300 a piece.
Those are not well toys. Detailed.
And they're,
they're
1/6 scale.
Not toys. They're like...
Almost like if you hate the Dark Knight Rises, as I do myself...
Yeah.
You could easily redo the whole movie with these toys instead of
and
the actors.
Make it better?
Maybe.
Nah, that's impossible. I heard your idea you pitched a long time ago. No.
Well, I can't make... What was my idea?
I don't know exactly what it was.
I don't remember either.
I have to go back on it, but I remember you tried to make your own real cool. Like, it snapped off the top of your head.
Yeah.
I got into an argument with my cousin the other day. Actually, he was the one who was talking a lot, but he said he loved The Dark Knight Rises.
I like The Dark Knight Rises.
You love it, though?
I don't love it.
You have no problems with the movie?
Well, okay, I can say that about any movie. I have problems with a lot of movies, but it doesn't mean I don't like them.
And then he was saying that the death scene for Bane was not that bad.
Whoa.
No, that sucked. I mean, all the death scenes sucked. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I
just thought it was weak.
Including the death scene for Alfred. I'm just saying those are for people who haven't seen the movie yet.
No, I'm just
and
saying.
And Batman. That death scene was terrible.
The death scene for the Waynes, Thomas and Martha.
That was a good one.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
and the first
good.
One,
pretty
Batman
good.
Begins. Yeah.
No, I just like it because, like, you could screw up Batman. It's easy to screw up Batman.
Yeah,
like Tim Burton's Batman. The old ones, like, you're holding to too high a standard, in my opinion. So that's
but
just what I think.
It's just interesting that a lot of people view The Dark Knight and The Dark Knight Rises on the same level.
That's impossible.
See, those people
to me.
Are crazy. So yeah. I don't agree with them. Like, you can't lump all those same people together. I just think that it's still a good film. I think after Heath Ledger died, it's just hard for Christopher Nolan to make another movie. Where,
yeah, I don't think he really wanted to do it himself.
Yeah, I think the studio is pressuring him to do it, and he's like, okay, finish it, make it. Trilogies, of course. That's what we do, trilogies.
Yeah.
So he's just like, okay, make it, and then he made it. I still thought visually it looked really cool. It was large scale, but. As a Batman film, lacking, of course, but still.
Okay, so I was trying to figure out what to do with these pictures. I think I'm going to put them on the website, destinypizzas.com, and you can go to the, it'll be on the blog, and you'll be able to see these pictures. So the first figure, there's three different figures you can buy. One is the Batman Armory with the Batman collectible figure. The second is Batman with Bruce Wayne and Alfred Pennyworth. And then the last one is Alfred and the Batman Armory. So there's three different combinations you can buy. Personally, for me, I would buy all three because I'm sure it's like $900.
That's crazy.
But 1/6 scale, so that means these figures are at least a foot tall. And this Batman Armory, it looks like it's automated because the last picture has a remote with it. But the attention to detail is amazing. Like, so the Batman in the armory has the head is removable and you can replace it with Batman's head with the face and you can put the arms on the hands. And then you can also replace the face underneath the cowl, like the bottom of the face, the mouth area. You can change that out and there's four of those and there's three pairs of hands and there's stuff you can put on the utility belt. There's batarangs that are removable from the armory. The gun that he uses in the Dark Knight is there. It's just, like, insane. The Christian Bale, if you're a fan of American Psycho, buy this Christian Bale because...
Looks real.
It just looks crazy. If you, like look real
looks
quick...
It looks like there's pores in it. And
it's
stuff.
Like it's a like, photo.
His stubble is there. It's crazy. the amount of detail.
How many are these that make the Megalod, or is it?
I don't think they released how many. But it's their toys are very limited and they're very expensive. It's but hot. They're also very collectible and highly detailed. I also saw a thing that they're going to release the Iron Man Mark 34. I think that's a spacesuit. It's like the white one, his astronaut
Ooh,
suit.
Ooh, that's pretty cool.
It looks really cool. So Hot Toys.
Is that the same as Hot Wheels?
No.
No.
If you have the means and you're a fan, or you just want to give a gift to your favorite podcast, this is on our list. I know Christmas just passed. Hanukkah passed before that. I don't know the gift-giving traditions of Kwanzaa, but maybe you want to give us a gift. You're like, hey, I really recently came into some money. I'm going to give those Destiny pizzas, guys. We can argue over who gets what figure. I want Alfred. Look at that Michael Caine. Phenomenal. So yeah, these pictures will be up on destinypizzas.com. And now let's get back into the news. Early this week, there was some news, an interesting rumor from Fox. Fantastic Four vs. X-Men was happening. Maybe.
Whoa, maybe.
So people are like, oh, Fox is obviously following in Warner Brothers' footsteps with the whole Batman vs. Superman. Fantastic Four vs. X-Men happened in the comics. Let's make it happen into a movie. Well, the original source of that rumor deleted the site. So people either think the whole rumor is dead or...
it's real because he deleted the site and he wasn't allowed to say anything.
Most likely not.
Damn. I think it will... well, it'll definitely happen as long as these X-Men movies don't flop. So like, of course, that puts the kibosh if it just... if these X-Men movies fail or the Fantastic Four reboot fails.
Yeah.
It's hinging on those two things. If both those movies are good, they'll do it. But then again, are they trying to... it's just the thing with the X-Men is there's those younger ones and then there's the older ones.
Yeah, so like which one is it going
to
be?
So are you trying to hold on? Because I don't think they signed all the younger X-Men to long-term deals,
no,
right?
No, I don't think so.
And I doubt like a lot of them would want to come back. I'm not sure.
And I mean, while this sounds cool, neither of the franchises, if they do the young X-Men, they're not solid enough yet.
Mm-hmm.
Because they still have X-Men Days of Future Past coming out for the younger guys and X-Men Apocalypse that we think has the younger cast as well. So there's that. And then the Fantastic Four cast is non-existent right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of a thing where...
this is a good move.
It's good in theory, but...
I'd rather have two separate franchises, I guess, go against each other. Is that the right word, franchise, for this? Two different titles. Like, it'd be cool if...
like a crossover?
Kind of, yeah. Like, if they each had their set movies, and then they fought, it'd be a good idea, but I don't think introducing...
oh, introducing Fantastic Four
into an X-Men
universe. They wouldn't do that. Or...
well, isn't that how Batman vs. Superman is?
It is how Batman vs. Superman is. But then, like, Batman...
Batman's
is known
big
enough,
enough
yeah.
Where, but I don't think they would be introducing. I think they would, like they were saying, as if it would be off the reboot, the same people, right?
Yeah.
Or would they would re, like use different Fantastic Four? That seems strange. But, I mean, I think all these things are just thrown out as rumors because they're throwing around ideas because the Avengers changed everything.
Yeah.
So like, we got to cross over everybody, but. Like,
it's not
the movies have to be successful first.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
That's the first step. But I mean, what, do you know the story, like the storyline of that comic or whatever? It's something with Doctor Doom.
Yeah, Doctor Doom is in it, so I'm sold.
Yeah.
Just the rumor.
So
it's
something like the X-Men were on Doctor Doom's side or something. I didn't delve too much into it.
Which happens?
What is the comic about?
It's the X-Men versus Fantastic Four comic.
Yeah, versus Fantastic Four.
So anything with Doctor Doom, I'm sold. I'm a sucker for that kind of stuff, but. I don't know, it just seems kind of hard to do right now. Like, sometimes, you know, the comics don't really translate well into the movies.
Yeah.
As much as
it
hurts my soul.
Most of the time they don't, because you can make animated, but you're making...
like, Demon in a Bottle, great storyline on comics. One of my favorite storylines. Don't think it would turn out so well on movies. No one wants to see Tony Stark go through alcoholism without being Iron Man much.
Oh, Michael does.
Sure, why not?
Just Robert Downey Jr. the whole time?
I would like to see that.
That'd seems be cool. Like it'd be cool.
It's not movie. Even an Iron Man movie at that point. Yeah. It's just a Tony Stark movie.
That's true. You're just so limited because you have a certain amount of time where these comic books, you can go on issue after issue.
Yeah,
you
got it can like be hundreds. Like a 20-issue storyline if you wanted it to be.
Yeah, so the movies, they have to...
And then
crunch
they have to
down.
Cut out a bunch of stuff, and people are like, well, they didn't have the whole Iron Patriot / War Machine subplot and stuff like
exactly.
that. People
are
like,
yeah. There's little details in, like, one comic where they're like, no, that's connecting
well,
back
no
to this
shit.
Other issue.
It's not the comic book. It's a fucking movie.
Yeah. But you just want it to be because off, you know you have the extra information, and you know that's the real, real information.
Yeah. Let's see. You want to do this one?
Okay, so some Amazing Spider-Man 2 news this week. So they've been doing like
the Daily Bugle has like a
Tumblr
page.
Yeah, they've been doing this viral marketing where the Daily Bugle has a Tumblr page and they release different articles on random stuff happening in the city. Like basically most of it's dealing with Spider-Man's villains and stuff. Like they had one for the Lizard and stuff. Like they're like, oh, this guy donated whatever for the Lizard, like because of the Lizard destruction at the high school or whatever. And then they had one that was referencing the Shocker, which I forgot his actual real name. But that's who I originally thought Electro was. I thought it was Shocker. So I want to see a Shocker because he's pretty
What does
bad.
Shocker look like?
He's yellow. He's got yellow and he's got like two pulsar like
oh,
arm
yeah, yeah,
things.
Yeah. And he has like, it looks kind of like fishnets or something.
Yeah, fishnets, yeah.
It's like a cross hatching.
Yeah. Like I think he's a regular dude. He just has two like booster cannon arm hand things that he like either not shocks people with but like pulsar blasts at people. So I think he's just a regular dude. He doesn't have powers, but he just has those things.
And then also this week two pictures of Electro came out, and there's one that we're looking at right now. Looks pretty cool. You see I assume Peter Parker looking up at Electro on a machine, some sort of machine. You assume that's Peter Parker, right?
Doesn't look like
no,
Peter Parker.
No, it doesn't. It looks just like a little kid. Yeah, or that could be Harry Osborn. That's possible.
It could be Harry Osborn.
So, yeah, I don't think it's Peter Parker.
And then here's
the
second picture.
Yeah, I really like how Electro
Mace
out.
Windu. He's Electro Mace Winduing.
He is Mace
Windu. With electricity.
Yes, he is.
Looks awesome.
Does look cool.
So, and then there's even more pictures. This is just going to be an awesome blog post, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll post some on the
pictures
to
came out.
Blog
to
and then
blog
some on the Tumblr or something.
Audio commentary.
Yeah, really. Some Captain America Winter Soldier pictures came out this week. So there's a picture of Cap without the anything, just a new suit, though. A black, badass looking suit.
Black suit with silver.
It's like black with a silver.
Oh, he looks jacked in that, too.
Yeah, he looks like a Raiders fan is what he looks like. But Captain America's favorite team.
Whoa, he's white, though. I don't understand.
And then there's one of someone talking to Nick Fury. Do you know who this guy is?
No.
Me neither.
I'll find out through the natural course of time.
There's a picture of Black Widow, Scarlet Jo.
Scar Jo.
With the gun running.
Away from someone.
Yeah, and then there's War Machine. Winter
Soldier.
Oh, yeah, Winter.
War Machine.
Whoa. Winter Soldier with the Captain America shield.
Back in the back, there's War Machine.
He stole his shield.
What's going to happen?
Whoa. He stole his shield.
Well, in the trailer, you see him throw the shield.
I did not see the
And then
trailer.
He catches it.
You didn't see the trailer.
I did not see the trailer.
What? Did Even Drew's seen the trailer.
Yeah, Thor. Now. You saw Thor 2.
Oh, maybe.
It was,
it was
Thor
a long
2.
Time ago.
Yeah, it was in Thor 2.
And then the last picture to come out today.
Whoa, what the hell?
Pretty sick.
That's cool.
Guardians of the Galaxy picture.
It's a
so,
raccoon.
Rocket Raccoon is there. Chris Pratt, Zoe Saldana.
Ooh.
Are there... I forgot the other guy's name. And then
it's
Groot.
Tree. It's a tree man.
Yeah, that's Groot.
It's an ent.
I am no tree. I am an ent. Guardian of the forest.
So this ent...
You're very little.
Just Groot. he's a guardian of the galaxy. He's voiced by Vin Diesel.
What are... one question. What are the guardians of the galaxy?
So pretty much, they're like... An easy way to explain this is kind of like the Avengers in space.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, they're like
although
the
Chris Pratt looks very confused.
Avengers of the Galaxy.
Is he the joke of the group? Or is
I don't
it,
think so.
Is it Rocket Raccoon?
No, Rocket Raccoon.
I think the raccoon's...
Is this more? Is this supposed to be kind of funny?
I heard it's a sci-fi adventure.
I'm sure it'll have funny elements. Like all the Marvel films have funny elements. But I don't think it's like... Like, Ant-Man's going to be way funnier than this, yeah, I think. Yeah. But it'll still... they have jokes. They always have jokes.
Look at that face.
It's like, the fuck?
Raccoon.
Look at that raccoon. It's like, are you kidding me? You're playing me with these amateurs. So, what I heard, for there's a plot synopsis that came out this week. And, well, not a plot synopsis, but like a preface. So, pretty much, someone steals an artifact, and a guy puts together a team, and that team is this team.
Aren't they all, like, criminals or bad guys yeah. at first or something? Or misunderstood or something?
Yeah, so...
Yeah, I think they're all, like, it's like the event, they're conflicting at first.
Characters, or, yeah.
Yeah.
They all have
which
their own
which
agenda.
You kind of need, like, conflict or...
Yeah.
No, teams are no fun without conflict.
Like, even in the Fantastic Four, there's a lot of conflict.
Exactly. Like...
The Thing is always mad at...
Johnny Storm always makes fun of the Thing.
And then the Thing is mad at Mr. Fantastic, who's like, you cursed me with this.
Exactly.
Mr. Fantastic is apologetic, and then Invisible Woman, no one cares about her, because...
she's invisible.
Yeah, she's invisible. Glad you guys went with that one instead of the other fact that she's a woman. So we're going to have all those pictures up. Don't worry. I know. Our description of the pictures weren't that great.
Not very good. But they look awesome.
We aren't art critics or anything like that, guys.
So they'll also be on the subreddit, which is reddit.com/r/destinypizzas.
//?
I don't know. Just the regular slash, whatever the slash is.
Standard slash.
Standard.
The one that's on the same key as the question mark. There's a really strange rumor that came out this week, which was Avengers Age of Ultron related. That Robert Downey Jr. wants Mel Gibson in the movie. Now...
To do what?
Be racist.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. He's just like...
Well, I'm glad he doesn't make casting calls.
Yeah,
casting
exactly.
choices.
I mean, Robert Downey Jr. does have a lot of power in the whole Marvel universe. But do you know why? You know the relationship between Robert Downey Jr. and Mel Gibson?
They're both alcoholics.
Yeah, but Mel Gibson helped Robert Downey Jr. clean up his act when he was...
He should have helped himself.
Yeah, he should have. Well, he should have done
himself. He could have helped him, but he could have also.
He should have helped himself not make the beaver.
That's kind of sweet.
Yes.
And he should have had self control when he called that cop, like, "Are you a Jew or something?" Whatever. I don't forget what he said. To a clearly non-Jewish cop.
Sounds about right. Like,
you see a picture of the cop. He didn't even. Pretty sure he was African American or something. So I just had an idea with Mel Gibson. Not in. Fox should give him a call. Victor Von Doom, Mel Gibson. Hateful? Maybe he won't play the role because he's a gypsy. Dr. Doom is a gypsy.
Yeah.
But you can you imagine?
He probably wouldn't do it because of that. He's like, nope.
He's like, what are you, some sort of gypsy or something? But could you imagine Mel Gibson as Dr. Doom?
What has Mel Gibson been in recently? Nothing, right?
Wasn't he?
He was in.
Is he Expendables or was he?
No, he's going to be in the new Expendables, and he was in Machete Kills.
Yeah, that's.
Well, that movie had a lot of people in it.
Yeah, we had a lot of people.
I don't think we need Mel Gibson.
Yeah, not a huge fan.
We don't need him in our.
Was he the one that said, "I hope you get raped by a pack of N-words"?
I have no idea.
To his girlfriend at the time.
He had a lot of drunken like voicemails and rants and stuff, so I don't
You're gonna
know
come
exactly.
here and suck my dick. That's the one that he said?
This is all like, I don't remember. This is all like 4 or 5 years ago.
That was hilarious
so
to me.
Exactly.
He's like yelling at her and he's like, "You're gonna come here and suck my dick."
Yeah, there's some weird stuff. Like that's I heard him, I just don't remember. I think that was.
Look, luckily Charlie Sheen came and screwed up and made Mel Gibson look totally tame, like he just removed him from the spotlight. Because Mel Gibson's not like openly smoking crack and stuff.
Yeah, like I think it's been a little while. I think Mel Gibson's got
some of that. That's what he
dirt
said.
Rubbed off him. Yeah, right?
That's exactly what he said. He said, "If you get raped by a pack of N-words, it will be your fault."
Why do you have to go and say that?
Well, at the end of the day,
why does he have to do the pack of N-words? Like, first of all, the word pack.
That's true. Pack of
make it sounds terrible. It makes it sound like inhuman.
Makes it sound like
and then
she's
pack
getting
raped of N words.
A cigarette company.
They're like cloves.
Yeah.
That was terrible. I'm not gonna edit that one out.
That's it's awful.
Well, yeah.
But
at the end of the day, this rumor is just saying Robert Downey Jr.'s friend Mel Gibson, he just wanted to say he's his friend and give him a role or something. Like,
and you know,
that's what,
like,
it sounds like. He's like, oh, he's just my buddy. He just wants to say it in the public. And
yeah, like, this could be the role that cleans him up or something. Like, you never know, you know?
I just, like, can't see him doing it, but...
Yeah.
I haven't seen a lot of people doing a lot of stuff.
I mean, the Beaver was supposed to be for kids, right? Or something?
I don't think so.
That was a Beaver rated.
Don't think it's for kids. It's not for kids. It's like a mentally, like...
suicidal or something, right?
Something, and the Beaver helps him get back or something like that. I haven't seen it, but...
I'll look up the rating real quick.
Or something like that.
Got a 60% on Rotten Tomatoes. Now, that's not too bad.
Yeah, actually...
Jennifer Lawrence was in that movie.
Hmm.
And Anton Yelchin. Whoa! That's pretty crazy. 2011. This came out right when the controversy came out. Because I remember, I think they filmed it.
Really? I thought it was longer ago.
No, they filmed it when all this stuff was happening. And then they had to, like, release it. And they're like, oh, okay, well, I guess we'll release it.
4 years ago.
How do I find out what this movie was rated?
Shouldn't it say?
Yeah, I'm on Wikipedia. I'm on IMDb. Came out on my birthday, limited release, on my 21st birthday. I'm glad I didn't go see that on my 21st birthday. That would make my hangover so much worse. PG-13.
Yeah, so that's not for kids.
Yeah, it's not for kids.
Not that there's many PG
movies. Oh, and Jodie Foster was director of that movie as well. Hmm. Oh, he was depressed. And then he can't... Huh, okay. Yeah, that's weird. So yeah, I'm glad that's just a rumor, because I guarantee it won't happen.
No.
I'm not going to guarantee it won't happen.
I wouldn't guarantee it, but I would say...
He could have like a cameo role or something, we don't know. He could be the president, which is a common role for him. I
feel like Marvel doesn't roll that way.
Is he a
president? Yeah,
president? What was he in Machete? He was president, right? In Machete?
Yeah, the one guy in Iron Man 3, he's a pretty known actor. I forgot. Like, President Iron Man 3. I've seen him in a bunch of stuff.
They should have gotten Michael Sheen. That'd be awesome if they got Michael Sheen to be president in the Marvel movies.
Martin Sheen. From The West Wing?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
Great show.
I like when they get presidents who've been presidents before. Yeah. like, you're the president again.
So if that last rumor depressed you at all, I don't blame you. This next rumor hopefully excites you. So The Rock tweeted this week, have a meeting with Warner Brothers, talking to at the DC Comics or whatever. Hope it goes well. That created so much. This is 10 times as exciting as when Vin Diesel tweeted.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Marvel, hope you guys send me good vision or whatever his stupid tweet was. This was more exciting. Everyone, The Rock is America's hero right now.
The Rock, like, is a superhero in his own right, pretty much.
If you've seen his cheat day pictures, you've seen them. Everyone's seen those on the internet, right?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm eating 3 trays of brownies, eating 30 pancakes, eating, like, 2 gallons of milk. Like, insanity. This man.
He ate that milk, man.
Yeah.
He's like, The Rock's crazy. He's awesome.
He's like, when Osama bin Laden died, he knew before everyone else. He's like, just talk to the president. Fuck yeah, America. I predicted that happening also. As soon as I found out there was a press conference at like 9 o'clock at night, I was like, they got Osama bin Laden. Obviously. What else is going to happen?
I remember that.
Were you there with me?
No. I think we texted each other though.
Yeah, I was like,
got him.
He's like, I knew it was going to happen.
Yeah. So, you can cover this one.
Oh, yeah.
So I just wanted to hype everyone up on The Rock.
Yeah, yeah. So, The Rock, well, so he met with Warner Brothers, which is a good sign, DC Comics. So, in some capacity, he's probably going to be somewhere in there, but one of the rumors was that he could be Green Lantern, the Jon Stewart version.
Now, I love this for multiple reasons. I really wish Brian was here for this.
And I know. Me too.
A lot of this news, very relevant for Brian.
Yes.
But, oh my God, can you believe it?
That'd be amazing.
Phenomenal.
I want to see it. The Rock
traditionally
is such a
badass. Jon Stewart, African-American. I can let it slide because I believe to white America, we are all interchangeable.
Doesn't matter.
That's what the one America thinks of us. No, I'm just kidding. But freaking phenomenal. If you can get one actor.
Like dude, he'll be such a better Green Lantern than Ryan Reynolds ever was.
Exactly.
And I like the, my favorite Green Lantern is Jon Stewart.
It's Jon Stewart.
I love Jon Stewart.
And if you heard our Christmas pod, we referenced Jon Stewart. But
yes, we did.
With the intention that is The Rock. That's what I'm just kidding.
We knew amazing. Already. Yeah. Yeah.
If you, the joke is very sly, but exactly. The thing Hal Jordan says, or wait, was it Alan Scott? I forgot who I wrote. I think it was Alan Scott said about.
Yeah, it was Alan Scott.
About Hal Jordan, or Jon Stewart was like, oh.
It's The Rock.
It's The Rock. That was the joke after a few Legos exactly. of eggnog.
Yeah.
Threw out his whole secret identity. But The Rock, man. Like, everyone, he's a real I can't find anyone hero. Who hates him.
But he's so good because he can do comedy,
yeah,
action,
the rundown, like, is all of it.
He can just act like a badass, like when he wants,
yeah.
Like, and he's really big right now. He's a really big literally, star. Yeah. He's huge.
I heard
too.
That guy's built like a wall.
He's huge.
I heard he's built like a rock.
Wow.
I heard like he's built like The Rock.
Well, when I first heard about this was,
I heard he's a great cook too. What, you smell what The Rock is cooking?
When I first heard this rumor, I was assuming, okay, so they're taking the Fast and Furious movies and the Justice League is just going to be that whole movie. They're going to take all those characters and make fill the rest of the Justice League out with Fast and Furious people. That's what it seems like to me. Because we already got Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman. We'll get The Rock Green Lantern. And then I don't know where we go from there. Well, maybe we'll get Han will be the Flash. I don't know what they're doing. They just seem to be taking the Fast and Furious cast and putting them into the Justice League, which is weird. But if you watch those, like, the last two Fast and Furious movies, they pretty much are superheroes. They get into so many car crashes, and they jump off so many buildings.
Cars into trains.
They have no
and stuff.
Scratches on them. Cars explode. Planes explode. And they walk out of the fire with no scratches.
You just gotta put a suit on them, and they're ready to
Seriously,
go.
Seriously. I'm waiting for the mock-up trailer where they just show, like, the Fast and Furious trailer and then just put fake costumes on them. And that's pretty much what they are in those movies. Because they don't get hurt ever, no matter what they do. They get into car crashes every single movie.
That should be the name of their group, the Fast Five.
Exactly. The Justice League
that was the Fast Five. That was the movie.
But they should name. How many people are in it? Six people.
Yeah, in the Fast and Furious movies?
Yeah.
There's so many.
Oh, they keep adding people and taking away or something.
Yeah. Well, Ludacris. Who's Ludacris going to be? Next, Tyrese.
Martian Manhunter. Martian Manhunter doesn't talk much, right? Actually, no. Tyrese would be Martian Manhunter. He has the bald head and everything going on.
You got Tyrese, you got Luda, you got Han, Gal Gadot.
I was going to make a terrible joke about Paul Walker, but I guess I'll refrain from it. You can make it yourself if you're smart at all. And it took me some time to look up the name of the character that I was looking for.
So I was just like, wait.
Well, they got. Like,
well, that's Warner Brothers too, right?
No, it's Universal.
Oh, that's Universal. Okay.
Because if you go to Universal Studios, they have the Fast and Furious show.
But I still want to see The Rock as a superhero in some capacity. He's like pretty much built to be a superhero.
Yeah, and he's badass because he doesn't need to be a superhero to kick ass. Like exactly. He could kick ass as a human being.
Exactly.
But I think he'd look awesome as Colossal from X-Men.
Oh yeah.
Make him silver and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Or Juggernaut in X-Men. He could be a perfect Juggernaut. He doesn't even have to do anything. Way more believable than the dude they got in the X-Men.
Whoever that dude was. The third one was Juggernaut.
He'd be an awesome Thing. The Thing.
They had Colossus in the second one. The Thing, yeah.
Not built traditionally like the Thing, because the Thing is kind of on the heavy side, like the weight. Like, he looks kind of fat.
Yeah, rotund, I feel like The Rock has the build of Jon Stewart too.
Yeah, he could be a good
like
cyborg.
A huge upper body. I was also thinking he could be a cyborg,
which would be cool for him.
Yeah.
Cyborg seems like the least likely. Yeah. I would really like this because I think this would be the one saving grace for the Green Lantern movies.
Exactly, because that'll immediately up Green Lantern's awesomeness.
Yeah,
where they made it so lame in the last movie.
Don't forget to email us your comments. I'll set up an email to address tonight. at
anywhere.
comments@destinypizzas.com. Let me write that down. I'll remember it. So yeah, that's an awesome rumor. And Thor: The Dark World, there's the DVD's coming out soon. Are you gonna buy it, Akshar?
No.
Michael, are you gonna buy it?
No.
If I tell you there's a special feature on there that you might be interested in?
It'll be on YouTube.
It'll be on torrents.
That'll
I don't torrent anything, Akshar. I'm not a terrible person like you.
I have friends who torrent things. I didn't say I was gonna do it.
I have a friend.
These things have a way of showing up on the internet.
Yeah.
In various
So there's gonna be
forms.
A one shot. That's what I'm getting to. Called All Hail the King. Now people are like, what's that gonna be about?
Jon Snow?
Jon Snow? What the hell are you talking about? Like the Game of Thrones?
Shut up. Oh my gosh.
Where's Carol when you need her?
Don't know about it.
So
anyway, it's gonna be the Mandarin.
It's
like a guaranteed fact. If it's not, that'll be the biggest shocker to me ever. That's not because they said Marvel. Why would they film something unless like Ben Kingsley's lying to us that he filmed something with the director, and then the director is
he tweeted about it.
He's
like, Happy New Year / hashtag.
There's no doubt it's a Mandarin thing, somewhat.
Yeah. So. I'm looking for it. A lot of people think it has to do with a character, whether that's Odin or another character in the Thor universe. But those people are dumb because the one-shots do not have to do with the movie.
Yeah.
Except for the Avengers one-shot, right? The Avengers one-shot?
That had to do with the aftermath of New York.
Yeah.
But usually they have nothing. They're to promote their... Other movies. Like, that's the thing. You bought this movie. We know you like this movie, but we're going to make sure you watch the other movies.
Like Iron Man 3 promoted Captain America, old Captain America.
Yeah.
And now this one's promoting Iron Man 3. It looks like they're going a step backwards. They're like, hey, remember that movie you just watched recently?
Yeah, that's true.
Here's a little thing extra for you before you watch your new movie.
Yeah, because what else do they really have to give you? I mean, they don't want to give you Captain America again because they gave you that on Iron Man. They don't want to give you Thor because you're on Thor right now. They could give you Ant-Man, which would be awesome, but you don't know anything yet, so they want to start that off fresh.
Yeah.
So the only thing they could give you is Guardians, which they gave you after Thor in the end credits. So
could the be. Second, that's or kind the first end
credits. That's kind wait, of logic.
The first end credits.
Yeah, the first one. So logically, makes sense.
Yeah. So I'm excited.
I'm excited too.
Yeah, I think... I like this one-shot idea.
Come on, YouTube.
So, I have no idea what it's going to look like in the capacity of it, but...
You can buy it on Amazon. Maybe I'll put up our affiliate link. Maybe Amazon will be our sponsor this week.
Ah.
On the comments. I can do that.
Do it.
Oh. Jeff Bezos.
Get it done.
He's a CEO or what, our founder?
CEO and founder.
Oh, wow. Very rich.
One of the few people who stayed founder.
Okay, so... Star Wars. Nope. So Star Wars news now. Boba Fett. Yeah. So we talked about the single origin movies.
Yes.
Someone, mystery person, confirmed. I know. We knew Lawrence Kasdan was writing one of the movies. One of the single character solo movies. Not to be confused with Han Solo. That was a little bit of a joke.
Huzzah.
Oh, thank you. That was a really weird laugh. So, we know one of them is going to be Boba Fett. The one written by Lawrence Kasdan is a Boba Fett movie. I'm so excited. And I just can't hide it.
I am Bic Pentameter.
I am Bic Pentameter. Oh my god. Boba Fett movie.
This will probably be the first one, too, I would think. Like, right after.
Yeah. Maybe.
This is episode 7? I would think they go Boba Fett right out the gate.
They should.
That's what I think would happen.
Who doesn't love Boba Fett?
Just wondering, where are they going with us with Boba Fett?
They just have to do one movie and end it.
No, I know, but where, like...
He survives the Sarlacc.
No, right? I'm aware. That's why I'm saying. What time period?
And then he...
Like, they doing me a whole origin story thing? They doing me...
No, we can't see an origin story. That's boring. Maybe between 3 and 4?
The Adventures of Boba Fett, basically.
But are you giving me, like, between 3 and 4? You're just, like,
they
chilling
can do
around
after 5.
Hunting?
Or after 6, I mean.
Yeah. That's why I'm wondering where they're going into with it. Or is it, like, in between, like, is it, like, stuff you went through going after Han Solo or something? Maybe in the middle that we didn't see? Is it during the exact time period that we already know about? Who knows?
It could be.
It could be anything.
Could it be between five? Maybe
it could
six?
Be his later life when he has a child.
Maybe. Are they still? I did not know he had a child.
Can they have child children?
Did yeah, they? He married Sintes Vel and he had a daughter.
But
named
you don't think
Aelin Vel.
You don't think they'd get that same dude that played Jango Fett to be this guy? Would you? I assume they get somebody else.
You know what I like to see? A movie. I think they would get the guy who played Jango Fett.
Yeah, they probably would, actually.
That guy, I don't think the Maori aged terribly.
Yeah, he's not too old.
And,
They probably would get that guy. Because even, like, I'm assuming you're seeing him in the suit most of the time anyway.
Let's guessing. See.
Because they went back in the old Star Wars and they used his voice and changed all the... Like, I don't even know if he had dialogue in the... Do you know, did Boba Fett have dialogue in the original Star Wars?
So.
I don't think so. But they added a bunch of it in...
Yeah.
In
the can't remember the guy's name now. He like teams up with the guy in the Sarlacc pit who's also in the Sarlacc pit. And then they go on bounty hunts together.
Mm-hmm.
Bounty hunting together.
Yeah, you can really do anything because Boba Fett can just go anywhere.
And I'm going to say it now. What I want to see is a Django Unchained style movie. You know the bounty hunting sequence? That for 2 hours of Boba Fett doing it. Dengar. He teams up with Dengar. Who is the guy in the Robot Chicken episode that has a toilet ship.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I'm calling it now. I just want to see a movie where he does that. But then he also joins a war later on. He makes a promise to his dying friend, and then he becomes a Mandalorian. He joins the war. But they also say these movies aren't going to be based off the books, so we have nothing to go off of.
Yeah.
We just know what's going to happen, and that's exciting enough for me. Because Boba Fett is badass. And I know him
disagrees
with me.
Yeah, you can do cool things with Boba Fett.
Can suck on my blaster. Boom! Boom! Get it? Blaster? Pew, pew. You guys suck. So this week we're not drinking alcohol.
We're sober today.
Yeah, this is why everyone's laughing at my jokes. We went to a juice bar though and got some juice.
Juice.
Nectar.
We went to Nectar, yeah.
Luisa Viejo opening up at
January 17th. If, apparently if you're like the first 50 people in line, you get free stuff. So that's pretty cool. Let's see. This Week in Movies in the Past. If you hate this is perfect for you. Because it's very short this week, because traditionally movies don't come out this week.
They've already skipped the next chapter by now.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing up those chapters.
Yes, there are.
Still. 1993.
No SoundCloud.
No SoundCloud anymore. They charged me too much, man. I'm not going to pay you.
Of course not.
For something I can do myself that's a little bit more effort, but more controlled. So 1993, Lorenzo's Oil came out. 2003, Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. 2006, Hostel and Grandma's Boy. 2007, Freedom Riders. 2008, One Missed Call. And 2009, Defiance. That's it for This Week in Movies in the Past. This Week in Movies in the Now. In theaters this week is Paranormal Activity, The Marked Ones.
They made another one?
Jeez. I hear this one's really good.
They're not going to stop making them until they cost money, which they don't cost money.
Yeah, until they lose money on one, which will never happen.
So you heard this one's pretty good?
I heard this one's really good.
Compared to... I didn't see the last one.
The last one sucked. Literally, when I was in theaters, I saw it with our friend Anna, who's been a guest on the show before. And I said, what the fuck, at the end of the movie. I was like, what the fuck? In the theater, really loudly.
I don't like watching Paranormal Activity movies in the theater because I just find it funny. Because you hear everyone's reactions.
Yeah.
And it's this funny. It's not scary for me.
Yeah, the last one wasn't scary at all. It was like... Because, like, have you seen... You know how at the end of the third one? You see, like, the people and they're doing, like, the weird seance thing or whatever.
Yeah.
They go on that theme. in the fourth one.
That's what I figured. It's like,
and that's what this one is about. This one's all about those people, the marked ones. Yeah.
So that's an origin story.
Kind of. Well, I think it takes place in modern times.
Oh. Yeah. When are the? What's the sequence?
It actually. Is there a sequence? It's the title.
3, 2, 1, 4
The title is kind of scary.
The marked ones. Yeah, and they have that weird symbol on them. If you see the poster,
I kind of want to see it now.
We should go see it.
I'm down to see it.
Freaks me out, man. Those movies scare the shit out of me. Except for the fourth one.
Do you think I have to watch the third, fourth one? That's the first.
I think it's on Netflix.
Maybe.
But yeah, that one had the Kinect in it, and then it's the kid from the first one that gets kidnapped at the end.
The closet over there, man. If Brian was here, he'd be freaking the fuck out.
He would be. He's like, oh, I hate it. There's nothing in that closet. There's no roof access.
It's all in the mind, man.
Yeah, you don't. That I think the biggest fear for you is not knowing what's in the closet at all right now.
Yeah,
I know exactly what's in there. It's impossible to stand on the ground, and then there's a bunch of records on there.
You think you know what's?
Yeah, we left for a period of time. Who knows what happened while we were
gone? Those records are still there. There's like a bunch of crap over there.
You can block the door. You can move it and put it back.
Would you be scared if one day you came into your studio and the closet door was open?
Oh, I'd be. I would probably call the cops.
And then those masks up that were missing.
I would definitely kill the cops. I'd call the cops.
That wouldn't help you out very well.
But yeah, so in theaters this week, Paranormal Activity, The Marked Ones, and on VOD, Jamesy Boy. Yeah, check those out.
Your VOD recommend or your VOD ones are always so funny.
Yeah,
I don't know what those movies are most of the time. The only thing I know is this movie's out on VOD before it's out in theaters. It doesn't come out in theaters for like a few weeks. So, yeah. Now for some miscellaneous news. Have you guys ever had the thing where you browse Netflix longer than you're actually watching Netflix? It takes you like,
it takes you like
an hour to find a TV show to watch on Netflix.
Like a movie.
So someone has figured out why, and that's because Netflix has 76,897 unique microgenres. Because have you ever seen, it's like, oh, you like zombie killing movies in high school.
With romantic tests. Yeah, it's all those things.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They know
so
you.
Is there a way to view all the genres?
And then, I don't know. Because I think the genres are like personally recommended to you based on what you watch.
I feel like they're hiding a lot of movies from me.
They are.
I want to see.
Because like, if you look at someone else's account, it's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, really? I want to break my mold on Netflix. I don't want to watch the same movies over and over again.
10 standard genres that everything's in. Is that not true?
No.
No, it's all. It's based on what you watch.
Like if you watch mainly documentaries, but all
if you
the
search,
new.
You can find it if you search for it, but you.
Yeah, have, yeah. But like when you see like the new releases.
But how am I going to know what to look
those
for?
Those new releases are the movies targeted towards you. But like say you only watch like documentaries, then like all the new releases you'll see are all mainly documentaries plus some hits.
Blowing my mind.
That's the one thing I don't
like.
So like
I watch a lot of comedy stand-up specials and I watch a lot of documentaries and then I watch some blockbusters. So like my new releases are all blockbusters, stand-up specials and documentaries. And then it's always Sunny in Philadelphia is in the top of the list. Because I watched that. I've watched every episode on Netflix 3 times. So Netflix is like, oh, this guy just wants It's Always Sunny.
West Side Story is on Netflix now?
Okay, thanks for jumping ahead. So, I think, Mike, you compiled this list, right?
Yes.
Did you do this manually?
I found a whole list on the internet.
I was about to say.
Copy-paste.
So, some movies are added for the new year. We talked about how like Netflix got rid of a bunch of movies. Like 200 and something movies, right?
Not that well.
I didn't read all of them.
Oh, okay.
But I read some of them.
I don't know how many more than are added right now on this list.
Yeah. So, there's some pretty amazing movies that got added to Netflix this week. And let's see. Let's name some notable ones. We'll all go through and name some. American Psycho. Bella and Louise. What's Eating Gilbert Grape? Raging Bull. West Side Story. If you're really into racism against Asian people, Breakfast at Tiffany's. There's a person that movie, in yellow face, I think. Is that what it's called?
The guy who's upstairs, who's above her, like the manager of the...
He's like Chinese, but in real life he wasn't Chinese.
Yeah, that was very strange when I watched that movie.
What was that guy's name? He has like a really racist name, too.
Yeah, it was like...
Like, I think they made a law after that movie or something.
Hey, you can't do this anymore.
They're like, this isn't allowed. This is just really insensitive.
Yeah, that's when I watched the movie.
Well, that was the 60s.
It's like I.E. Yunioshi or something.
That's his name in the movie? Or I mean, in the... It's a book and a movie, I think.
That's the name of the character, but it was played by...
Mickey Rooney.
No way, Mickey Rooney?
Yeah.
It just says Rooney on this website.
Yeah, it's Mickey Rooney.
The band Rooney? Remember that band? So he has... Oh, yeah, it's Mickey Rooney, and he has, like, the big buck teeth, and he looks very Asian. That's crazy that Mickey Rooney was Mr. Yunioshi. And, so, yeah, if you want to watch that... That's on Netflix now. Red Dawn, the original Red Dawn. I think the new Red Dawn is also on Netflix.
Probably.
A movie that we're going to talk about later. The 1940 classic Grapes of Wrath. Days of Thunder with Tom Cruise. Big Trouble in Little China. Bull Durham. Mouse Hunt, which was a terrible movie. Came out in 1997. Amelie.
Don't say the next one. That's my recommendation.
This one?
No, the next. Oh, that
this
one.
This one?
No.
This one?
No.
What
this
one? Next yeah, one? They're all one. Next one.
That one right
okay.
There.
Scrooged. The old Day the Earth Stood Still, not the Keanu Reeves crap. The Talented Mr. Ripley. Tora, Tora, Tora. Death Race 2000, that if you live in Orange County, we talked about it yesterday when we were hanging out.
Yep.
The Ziggurat is the final ending scene of the race that's in Orange County, and it's a big monument to government waste, is what that is. Ghost with Patrick Swayze, which is the true story of how Patrick Swayze died and made pottery. That's what you guys don't know about. When you go to Patrick Swayze's house, a lot of pottery everywhere. People are like, where did all this pottery come from? That's what people should have done after he died. Just had like an automatic pottery wheel just going. That'd be really funny. That'd be terrible. Okay, I'm sorry. The Sinbad and Carmen Electra classic Good Burger. Don't think there was anyone else. Don't think there was anyone else in that movie. I'm just kidding.
No,
Kenan and Kel.
Of course not. We're also in that movie. Everyone remembers Carmen Electra and Sinbad.
Yeah. Play It Again, Sam from 1972. Tora, Tora, Tora. Did I say that one already? Pretty big.
You just did now.
Movie. Yeah. So yeah, there's quite a few movies. If you're like bummed out that you missed all those great movies that we talked about last week, you get to watch some great movies. Or some decent movies, I guess.
Some good ones on there. Yeah. There's a few.
Mouse Hunt.
Great one.
Yeah. So let's just get into the meat of it. A Million Ways to Die in the West. Have you guys heard about this movie?
No.
Nope.
Seth MacFarlane is writing, directing, and starring in it.
Yeah.
I just had to drop one name. There's no bear in it. Maybe there's a bear, not a teddy bear.
I was confused that all these people would want to be in a movie with him.
Yeah, that's what makes no sense to me. So Charlize Theron, Neil Patrick Harris, Amanda Seyfried, Liam Neeson, Sarah Silverman, and Giovanni Ribisi. That's how you pronounce that name. I was thinking about it all day today, and I was like, how do you pronounce this name? And I read it, and I was like, oh, if you pronounce all the letters properly, it works. So it's about a man who loses his girlfriend for cowering out of a gunfight, only to fall in love with the new girl whose boyfriend is an outlaw. And I think Neil Patrick Harris is the main character. I'm guessing Charlize Theron is his ex-girlfriend who breaks up with him. Amanda Seyfried is the new girlfriend, or the new girl that he likes. Liam Neeson is the outlaw. And Seth MacFarlane is a talking cactus. Or something stupid like that, where he does a Stewie voice. That's my theory. And this movie opens up on May 30th. So I think they released some pictures today.
Weird.
Those aren't going to make the blog because those aren't awesome. I mean, Neil Patrick Harris is awesome and everything, but not as awesome as Winter Soldier or Guardians of the Galaxy or the Hot Toys.
Not quite up to par.
No. If they made a Hot Toy of Neil Patrick Harris, that'd be pretty cool. In a suit with the ducky tie. You put the ducky tie on him or something. That'd be pretty cool. A little How I Met Your Mother reference for you guys. So, Akshar, are you familiar with the Bechdel test?
No. What is the Bechdel test?
It's this test to see if there's more than two women in a movie. And if they talk to each other, people think that the movie, if it wins the Bechdel test. So they applied it to this year's movies. the top 50 movies of the year. And if they have four standards, one says there are two or more women in the movie and they talk to each other about something other than a man, or there are two or more women and they talk to each other about something other than a man, although it's dubious, or there are two or more women but they don't talk to each other, there's fewer than two women, or there are two or more women but they only talk to each other about a man. Now, they applied this to 50 top movies of the year, and they found out if there are two or more women and they talk to each other and it's not about a man, all those movies together made more money than all the movies that didn't apply. And that takes out Gravity, because Gravity only has one woman and she talks to a man.
That's true.
And that's pretty much the whole movie. And she talks to herself. So I don't think that applies.
I'm surprised that's the only movie up there that did that.
Well, they also didn't include Jackass Presents Bad Grandpa and The Best Man Holiday. But altogether, all the movies that passed the test, which were two or more women talking to each other about something other than a man, and two or more women talking to each other about something other than a man, although dubious, together that's $4.2 billion, all the movies that made that list. So that's like...
So is this just, do you think this is just like coincidence, or is it more of like, it's better writing?
Is this a new thing?
Is it better writing in the...
Like, can you apply this to other years, and is it applicable?
That's what I'm wondering. I think it's showing two things. A, it's showing that those movies tend to be more successful.
What the?
And B, those movies also tend to be more common now. That's what the two tests are showing, because let's see.
Is there an even breakdown? It looks like there's an even breakdown between the categories. Just by judging on the... Actually, no, it looks like there's more movies with the two women talk to each other.
There's 23 movies where that failed this test. So that means there's...
27.
23 that
passed. No, it's 24, 6, because Gravity is also there. That doesn't count.
We're not counting Gravity.
Yeah, so this has to be 26. Okay. So that's pretty interesting. I can't remember a scene in The Hangover Part 3 where two women talk to each other.
Didn't see it.
The stripper prostitute? No, she didn't talk.
In Great Gatsby, the two women talk to each other, but not about a man? Oh, it's dubious. It's in the category that's kind of not known.
Yeah. They talk to each other, but they plot or something.
They're always talking about men in that movie. They were always talking about their relationships.
Carey Mulligan and her friend are there when Tobey Maguire meets them.
I feel like they were talking about this.
And then doesn't Carey Mulligan meet the other chick? Leonardo DiCaprio's like side chick.
They meet, but they're always talking about Gatsby or whoever. I don't know.
Anyways, it's shocking to me how many of these movies have less than two women in them, which is two. Two Guns and Jack the Giant Slayer.
Two Guns have less than two women in them? In the movie? On screen at the same time or a total?
And then it's also shocking to me how many movies have two or more women, but they don't talk to each other. Which is quite a few movies.
Star Trek Into Darkness. The Hobbit. Yeah, that makes sense. There's only one.
Well, there's not many. There's one woman in The Hobbit.
And that was a made-up character.
Wait, there was more. They're saying that there was more than one woman in The Hobbit.
So. Did you know that Stephen Colbert was in The Hobbit?
Yeah, he had a small cameo in that.
We saw it.
I didn't know that. Well, I thought it was him, kind of, and then I was like, wait, no. I didn't see it till later.
Because he's like a huge fan of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, and he was
Brett McKenzie from Flight of the Conchords, he was in the original trilogy. And then in Flight of the Conchords, the TV show, they had a Hobbit song. Or Lord of the Rings song or whatever. But yeah, I thought it was a pretty interesting list. I guess I'll post that to the website, too, if you want to see that chart.
I don't know how scientific it is.
Yeah. I need to see it applied to other things.
You can do that yourself.
No, I don't
get the top 10, 50 movies.
Like, where did this get? Where did you find this
thing? On Slash Film.
Yeah.
Where I find most of our news.
Mm-hmm. I was just wondering because
don't say that.
Like, I feel
people
like,
don't have to listen to our podcast. They just read one website all week
with like random things, and there's some like you're not showing me anything unless you're applying it to other things. So
I'm just confused. But it is a big discrepancy. $4.22 billion and $2.66 billion is a huge gap.
Yeah, that just seems like a random thing. I don't know.
$1.16 million or $1.56 million, right? Yeah. That's a lot of money. Hollywood just put two women in a movie.
It's not like that's going to solve these movies' problems.
And yeah, because some of these movies are just pure shit movies, like Grown Ups 2.
But I'm saying, like, look into the list. Some of those movies are successful, though. Like
Monsters University.
It's just saying they're making more money, but these are still... All those are successful because of the top 25. I need to see it, like, numbered out. Like,
and also, we don't know how current these numbers are.
Like, I don't know how much it's actually showing me. Like, I know what you're saying. I know the overall thing. And overall, the trend is showing that, which makes sense.
What does dubious mean? Doesn't that mean, like,
it's not sure what they're talking about. That's what I'm saying. Great Gatsby, I feel like they're always talking about their significant others.
Oh, no, it's suspect. Yeah. Not to be relied upon.
Yeah, it's not sure.
Oh, okay.
Lone Ranger was a top 50 movie? Now that's...
That's the biggest shocker of this whole list.
Dubious.
The Croods is also a top 50 movie. Mm-hmm. And Jack the Giant Slayer.
I was on Brian's list.
Shockingly.
Yeah, I saw that movie. Nick Cage was in...
Nicolas Cage was in that movie?
Yeah, he's the voice of the main dad. He's the voice of the dad.
I think we have to have a stern talking to him. Brian. I'm worried about him.
Which is okay, but... Top 10, wow. That was this shock.
I don't understand how he could give you any crap about Man of Steel then.
I know. That's why I was like, okay.
You should have fired back at him.
I know, I forgot about that one. I kept thinking.
Maybe, are you sure it wasn't an honorable mention?
That's all possible.
I have hope for him.
That's possible, as honorable mention. Yeah, I don't. It probably was honorable mention.
Okay. We'll talk to him when he's here. We can't talk about him behind his back.
Yeah, that makes more sense. I gotta go back. I can't remember a week ago.
It's all that alcohol, man.
That's at the end of the podcast. Come on.
So at the end of like a 3 or 2.5 hour long podcast. So Edgar Wright, we talked about his top 10 movie list. And if you didn't hear our top 10 movie list, you can go back to last week's episode and we have our discussion. Just go straight to the discussion. And you can hear us talk about it. We're a few drinks in. Oh, sure, it was like plastered.
Mm-hmm.
Just talking to himself in the corner, talking to E.T. and shit.
That was a fun podcast.
Yeah, it was a fun podcast. So Edgar Wright revised his list, and he added a few movies to it because he said when he made the list back in November, he actually made it 2 months before that, and then he hadn't seen a bunch of movies, so now he had a chance to see some more movies. And I'm excited because I feel like there's a lot of similarities between me and him. Like, maybe I could direct a Cornetto trilogy of my own. I'd call it the Drumstick Trilogy. Or the Choco Taco trilogy. Maybe I could date Anna Kendrick, because he used to date Anna Kendrick. And I was like, what's the appeal of him, besides making all my favorite movies? Maybe I could direct a Marvel movie. Anything is possible, you guys. So let's just go over his list. First off, I'm going to start with three documentaries he really liked. The Stone Roses, Made of Stone. Not sure what that movie's about. 20 Feet from Stardom. Not sure what that movie's about either. But Sound City. Now, that was on my list of top 10 movies.
Is this in order?
Now it's going to be in order.
Okay.
But I'm going to go in reverse order. Though?
Where were those?
He just put those separately.
Oh, but they weren't on his list.
Those are just separate on his... Those are just documentaries.
Oh, that's...
He didn't put documentaries on his list.
Oh, okay.
So, from the bottom to the top, I think it's like a 21 list movie. I forgot how many there were. I stopped counting. But Ain't Them Bodies Saints. Don't know what that movie's about. Haven't seen it. Pacific Rim. Then Nebraska. Enough Said. Captain Phillips. The Bling Ring. Iron Man 3. 12 Years a Slave. Now, that's shocking to me that that movie's so low on his list. Like, that movie, from what I hear... Really good. Prisoners. Would you put Prisoners above Iron Man 3?
What? Would I? No, oh. I put Iron Man 3 at the top of my list.
Oh, yeah. So. The Spectacular Now, Rush, Short Term 12, which is a movie that's on top of a lot of people's lists, Before Midnight, which would go nowhere on my list because it's Ethan Hawke and he lost his credibility with me, Inside Llewelyn Davis, which I heard is getting really good but got snubbed, Behind the Candelabra, which was a cinema release in the UK, which I had an honorable mention for, Blue Jasmine, The Wolf of Wall Street, Spring Breakers. Now, that one kind of throws me. I feel like Edgar Wright, maybe he's a little artsy. So that's probably why he put it so high on his list. Her as the number two position, which was my number three movie, and Gravity as his number one movie, which is also my number one movie. Now, Luxure, how do you feel about this guy's list? Edgar Wright, you're a big fan of Scott Pilgrim. And yeah. The Cornetto Trilogy. I've seen those movies with you a billion times.
I haven't seen half these movies, so I can't really comment, but I had...
You've seen Gravity,
correct? I had Gravity. It wasn't on the top of my list, but I can see why. Yeah, that makes sense to me. That's about it for me.
Iron Man 3.
Yes, that's the thing. Iron Man 3 wasn't in my top 10.
Pacific Rim.
Yeah. I want to see Nebraska.
Yeah, there's so many movies on there I haven't seen.
There's a lot of movies I haven't seen.
Like 75% of them almost. Yeah.
Which, I mean, so. I've been meaning to watch like The Bling Ring. Prisoners, I guess I'll watch now. You tell us what movies we should watch also. You people out there listening to us. What are some of your favorite movies? Just don't forget to email. contact@destinypizzas.com. I think I made that email address already. I don't remember.
We'll take your order at destinypizzas.com.
Wasn't it like anything at Destiny Pizzas works?
Yeah, anything works, but I wanted to...
A specific one?
Yeah. I don't want to tell people that anything works.
That's true. Oh, I'm used to say that every episode?
I'm not sure if everything works.
Oh! Now that's what it really comes down to.
So, some Clerks news. Kevin Smith fans out there. Clerks 3 is going to start shooting in May. And Kevin Smith has a movie idea afterwards. He said he was going to retire a long time ago with Hit Somebody, which is his Canadian hockey movie. Now that's going to be a TV miniseries. He said Clerks 3 was going to be his last movie, but then he made Tusk. And now he's
having
like,
fun. Why?
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to start making small budget movies. He pretty much stopped his retirement. He like came back from retirement before his retirement.
I think he stopped doing like big blockbuster
movies. Yeah, he's like, I'm not going to do any major movies anymore. Yeah. He's like, I'm tired of Hollywood.
Yeah.
In all his movies, like Tusk came out of his podcast, and as did his horror comedy musical, which he's planning to do after Clerks 3, also came out of a podcast, which is Smodcast, which is inspiration kind of for this podcast, kind of. We're not really the same style. We're more news-based. Not much discussion. Right, Usher? Yeah, Usher's like a fucking... Kenny or something, I don't know. Who's a character who famously doesn't talk?
Silent Bob.
Oh, yeah! Very appropriate. Nice. Usher's like the Silent Bob of this podcast. That means, I guess, me and Michael are Jason Mewes collectively.
I guess so.
Split personality.
Yeah. Or Jay. This new musical afterwards is called Helena Handbag, which is Helena Handbag. Two words, but it's hell in a handbag for our slower listeners.
I think we got to spell it out for a man. I think it's about that part.
H-E-L-L space I-N space A space handbag. So pretty much the people of Earth, Judgment Day has come. A giant Jesus has come to Earth and starts destroying the world.
How high was he when he made this movie?
I assume he's always just very high. So you can go back and listen to it. I think it's called like Mech Jesus or something, or Jesuszilla versus the World or something. That was the name of the podcast episode. But the people of Earth have to band together with Hell to defeat this giant monster Jesus. Kevin Smith is not shy about controversy. He made Red State. He made Dogma.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
He introduced the term snowballing to the public.
He's the only one who would make a movie like this, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It's like he makes totally unique things that you won't see.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he has had some hurdles along the way, obviously.
Well, yeah.
But I'm excited. Any movie where it's like, to me, this reminds me a lot of a movie that came out this year, which I'm not going to discuss because it is a big spoiler, even though they talked about it on one of the Tonight shows or Late Night shows or something. Right. I was so pissed off. But yeah, or was it The Daily Show? I think it was The Daily Show, right?
It was there too.
Or Stephen, the Colbert Report or something, like one of those.
Probably both.
Yeah.
They were ruining all over the place right before I saw it.
Yeah, I was like, before the movie was even out, they're like, I love the scene where beep.
Yeah,
it's like, I couldn't believe it's beep, but so beep. And I was like, God damn it. I think
people can fill in the blanks.
Yeah. If you've seen the movie, you could easily do it. If you haven't seen the movie and you don't know that spoiler yet, A, why haven't you seen that movie yet? B, yeah, it's amazing. I don't know. Well, the movie's not amazing, but you're lucky. Teach me your secrets.
Luckily, it's not spoiled.
Email us at contact@destinypizzas.com.
They're like, I don't listen to stupid podcasts like Destiny Pizzas who ruin stuff.
Yeah. I found out there's another entertainment podcast that came out after ours named Something Pizza.
What? Fuck those guys.
Hey.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Well, I want to declare war on
it's
them.
It's crumbelievable almost.
Just declare war.
And they're not as consistent as us. We do weekly podcasts. They're like, oh no. And also they talk about one movie every week. Specifically, like they see one movie.
Oh, I was like, and the same movie that. Every week. So we're talking
about Mystic Pizza or something every week. We just talk about that one. But yeah, it's crazy to me. I was like,
well, that kind of, so it's like, how did this get made except it's just any movie?
A movie that's in theaters or
not
a movie.
Bad movies in general.
That's really weird to me. Unless you guys want to hear
that. I mean, that's like our commentaries, pretty much.
Or our watch list. We kind of have that in our
podcast. Yeah, it's like if we did No, not commentaries, but like a bonus pods. The ones we do like that come out in theaters, we just talk about it.
Yeah.
That's the same thing.
I was thinking about doing a late bonus pod, maybe, with Frozen. We've all seen Frozen now. I enjoyed it very much. Akshar, I assume, has enjoyed it very much because he saw it like 4 times or something.
Yep. It's awesome.
And Michael just finished watching it.
Yes.
Which gets us into our next section, if I can make the chapter. Watched movies.
Yes.
We need to come up with a creative title for this.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. But for as of now, it's watched movies.
It's watched movies.
We need more pizza references in our podcast.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so I finished Frozen, finally. Took me long enough.
Yeah.
But that was really good. It was really well made. Like, Disney, like, actual Disney... Their animated movies, they're coming back.
Yeah.
They're coming back.
Well, you saw Saving Mr. Banks as well.
I did. So, like, the regular movies.
These are both, like, very grown up of Disney to make.
Yeah.
Saving Mr. Banks, in my opinion, I would never show to a child.
Yeah, Saving Mr. Banks more so.
Was more for adults.
Than Frozen.
Frozen, I felt like it was for children.
Yeah.
But more of, like, older children.
Like.
Like, I would show my niece.
But it still works for little kids, though.
Yeah, but some of the themes in that movie, like I've said before, some of the things that happened in that movie, I just don't want to expose her to, because, like, I'm like, I don't want her to think that this could happen to her, even though it's very realistic. It is comes with the times, but I just don't
I feel like that's in the other movie, like, I don't know what age, like, Disney
like, Tangled, I show my niece all the time, but I assume she knows that she won't get kidnapped and put into a tower and have magical hair.
Yeah, you can say the same about this movie. I don't think... What's realistic that could happen?
The main plot. She has an evil sister.
Sister that could happen in real life?
Ice.
Wait.
No, like, the whole, you know, like, name of the company I work for? Like, the first 4 letters of the company's name. That whole plot line.
I guess you gotta tell me after. I just don't, I don't get it, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. But yeah, so I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, it was really good.
So, your top 10 list, Man of Steel was number 10, correct?
Yes.
Does this knock... We talked about how we were like shocked. We were like, oh, I can't believe Man of Steel. I will admit we sounded stupid because we're like, oh, I can't believe Man of Steel made your list.
Yeah, I like Man.
That was our collective voice.
I can't believe it made your list, dude.
Yeah. It's good, man.
But then
I'm gonna bump it like almost.
Yeah,
because you guys of us. Are doing my list.
But because you're like, you didn't give Brian any crap for being an honorable mention for the Croods.
Yeah, come on, that's something.
The only one that saw. I didn't know.
Let's go back over Brian's list, and I can find a couple things where I'm like, wait.
At least he didn't have Turbo on his list, and he didn't put the Green Lantern on his list.
I just haven't seen. And he half didn't the recommend a movie.
He didn't recommend a movie that he hasn't seen.
I didn't do
it. He didn't do that yet
this year, or he didn't do it for this one. He did it for the summer movie
this year. This year's only a couple days old.
So this would bump. You'd put it in your top 10,
most likely. I've got to review it and see, but most likely, yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay.
And then there's like a lot of other movies that...
Yeah, there's a lot of movies I know, still haven't seen yet.
I know will even bump.
Like, you're like, I haven't seen Fruitvale Station. Like, I haven't there's seen so Butler. Many.
Like, I got like...
12 Years of Slave.
At some point, we'll all see a lot...
I did see a movie this week.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're still on that topic, so... But yeah. I just want to finish this. So I'm sure by some point, like halfway through this year or even sooner, we'll all have seen like all... the movies in 2013 that we wanted to see, and we'll have a more accurate list. It's kind of hard to do when so many came out like in the last couple weeks.
Yeah, like The Wolf of Wall Street, none of us have seen it.
Yeah, so there's so many
to my knowledge
there,
Usher, so. Have you seen Wolf of Wall Street?
Nope.
Good.
Yeah, so it's hard to tell, but yeah, it probably bump Man of Steel, but then I would make that an honorable mention.
Okay, that's fair.
So I would do that.
I mean, the special effects were amazing. I saw that footage.
Yeah. I
saw the footage of the movie without the special effects, and Superman that movie looked terrible.
Superman kicks more ass in that movie than all the other Superman movies combined.
Yeah.
So,
Akshar, what movie did you watch?
I watched Fruitvale Station this week.
How was that? That was one of the first movies you talked shit on in this podcast. Me and Michael talked shit on that movie the first time it came out.
Huh.
We're like, oh, that movie... I was like, hasn't anyone watched the news? Why would you have to watch a movie about something that just happened in the news?
And I was a perfect example of that because I did not remember hearing
that's
about
who the movie's for.
Yeah. I was the movie was it was good, but it was like really over dramatization of the main character.
You wanna know how like so I remember we talked about it in the car that night that you saw it or whatever.
So for those of you who don't know, it's about a guy who was killed at a train station in San Jose. Basically
at a BART station.
A BART
Bay
station.
Bay Area Rapid Transit.
Fruitvale Station for those.
No way.
I thought that was like they threw you off with that title.
Yeah, I thought it was a Vale of Fruit and you got married to a fruit woman.
Exactly.
It was basically...
at a train station.
The police were... Was it brutal? I don't know what the word is.
Unnecessary force?
Unnecessary force, yeah. And
racist? I don't know what word you want to use.
Yeah. All of the above. Yeah, so cops. They accidentally killed a guy, and then... So they show that scene at the beginning of the movie, and
the real footage.
The real footage. Yeah, they showed the actual footage.
The security camera footage, right?
I was shocked when I saw that.
That was shocking. You're like, I've seen Hostel, I've seen... American Psycho. I've seen all those. It's not that shocking.
But when that was real. It was actual footage. It was like camera phone footage. So.
Oh, okay.
And then from there they skipped back a day and a half, and then they went through his last day of life.
No.
Up until he got shot again.
I'm not saying he was a great guy, he wasn't a great guy at all. Mm. But like they show him like, oh, he was in love.
Did you see the movie?
No.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. It was overly dramatized and made him just be like a really great guy, which I don't think is probably all that true. I mean, I don't doubt that he was a good guy, but I don't think
that's like I'm gonna do a terrible example because I'm a terrible person.
Yes.
Part of my New Year's resolution is to be a worse person.
That's the best resolution I've heard.
Yeah. Exactly. I have two stupid resolutions. That's one of them. And then the third one is to go to the gym more. But say they made a movie on Trayvon Martin and I were to give it the Fruitvale Station treatment. I don't know how true this is. I'm just talking about my ass right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like...
It's impressive.
Yeah, I know. It's very painful. I'm like, okay, so how about instead of going to the store... and buying Skittles and an Arizona can. Before that, he's a football player, a star football player on his high school football team, which I think that was true, right? He played football or something?
I don't know.
Okay, anyways. And he scored the game-winning touchdown.
And he has to go out to prom.
And he has to girl out to prom, the girl he loved. And then before that, he was feeding the homeless at a soup kitchen.
Yeah.
And then before that...
He's probably a punk off the street.
Yeah, or something. I don't know. I don't know what Trayvon Martin did. Before that,
I
think this guy in Fruitvale Station was actually a nice guy, and he was trying to do the right thing, and he was in jail before too, he was incarcerated and he got out, so he's trying to improve his life. So it is sad, but yeah, like it's similar to that. It is like they put his life in a positive light, I thought, a little too much.
Like, there's nothing where he's, like, getting drunk and then, like, yelling at people in that movie. Did he just do that?
No, they showed him fighting some other guy. But
the day before he died? And right. They weren't the cops?
Not the day before he died. It was a flashback. And they show flashbacks of him in jail.
I'm going to do a flashback in my Trayvon Martin movie where he's saving a kitten from a tree.
Well, that's the weird thing.
Turns out that tree is in the same area that he gets shot.
So I don't
that's
think
very sad at the end of the movie.
I don't think the movie's like great, but it is very sad.
If we
and a lot of people are into that kind of thing.
If we had any listeners that were about to that we were gonna lose, I think what I said is gonna make those listeners.
No, I think they get what you're saying.
But you know what I'm saying, though, right? It's not like
yeah, because the thing is, you walk along a line when you make that movie. A movie like
I think it was a bad decision to make the movie.
They should,
especially so recently after. Yeah. It's almost as if they had this movie already planned, and then they're like, oh, wait, some guy got shot at the bar station? Let's change the name of the character to, like, that guy's name.
The whole concept of police killing, like, innocent people, that happens all the time.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling that it was actually a mistake, at least from the footage, the raw footage that was seen. I don't think he was being racist or anything. There was definitely some abuse of power there, but the actual...
Yeah, well, like,
there was no intent to kill the guy.
Yeah,
what, usually, gun but accidentally go off.
The fact that they beat him,
he like, said, "I'm going to tase you. Stop moving. I'm going to tase you," and then he pulled out what he thought to be his taser. It was actually his gun, and he shot the guy in the back. And
hogwash.
Then he did not look. He couldn't believe that he shot him, and everyone was like, "What the fuck? Like, you shot him."
Did the guy drop the gun afterwards?
Yeah, he dropped it, and then.
Oh, maybe. I've seen that in a lot of movies.
Well, he didn't drop it. I think he backed off, like, in shock. And, yeah.
No, no.
It's serious.
Very serious.
Yeah, these...
That was way too serious.
These movies that, like, really happen are, like... Yeah, you want to tell a story, but at the same time, like, it happened, and...
Story's already out
to
there.
To be, like...
It's most shocking to me that it was so recent. Like...
2012? 2011? I don't know. I'll look it up.
Look up when the BART shooting was, and then I'll look up when Fruitvale Station came out. How about that?
Fruitvale Station came out last year.
Well, yeah, I know. I think it came out at the beginning of the month, though. Or the year. At least during April, because that's when our podcast started. Nope. January 19th, 2013.
Yeah, but when did it happen?
Waiting on this guy to bing it.
Take a while.
Hold on.
Man.
Like I said.
Do I have to do everything here around here, Usher? January 1st, 2009.
Okay, so that's a while ago.
4 years. It seems like it was a while ago. Yeah,
3 years. I mean, when did they make
that? Nearly 3 years. When they start making is when the movie came out.
When they start making those, like, 9/11 movies.
Ladder 49, was that one of them? Or was
there
that
like two
one?
Or three of them?
There was World Trade Center.
I felt like they
there
made
was
those
a
pretty
Flight
quick.
49. Flight that, 49. And then also, what other thing happened recently? And then they made a movie about it right afterwards. Captain Phillips, that's a pretty recent movie.
Yeah, that's pretty weird. That might be even more recent than.
Yeah, Captain Phillips happened a couple years ago.
Yeah. I feel like that's more recent.
SEAL Team 6.
That happened.
Oh, well, that's because the movie was already being written.
Okay, but
then they changed, like, you're talking about Zero Dark 30.
You're right.
That movie was already being written, and then, like, when they were in post-production, they killed Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, that's true.
And then Catherine Bigelow was like,
oh, great ending to my movie.
Yeah, she's like, okay, let me change the end of the movie.
It's like, we
did I mean the end? I mean the whole movie. Let's just change it completely.
Yeah, she's like, oh, wait, we did not succeed. That was the whole movie. And then it's like, oh, shoot, we did. Damn it, the message was supposed to be torture is not good, and it ended up being torture helped. That's what that movie sounded like.
Captain Phillips, the whole hijacking thing was April 2009.
Whoa, what, really? All this stuff happened in 2009? I thought that happened like 2 years ago.
That's why, like, what
happened? So 3 or 4
anything
years.
Happened now? So Trayvon Martin will get one.
In 4 years.
I really hope. I'm not going to watch 3 years.
You mean you're not going to watch a movie titled Trayvon?
No.
Or Zimmerman is a racist douchebag. It's actually called Trayvon, parentheses, Zimmerman is a racist. Allegedly.
Stupid. I don't want to watch that movie.
Stupid.
Yeah, but 4 years from now, you'll forget, like, yeah. The Bell Station. You'll be like, you're like, what happened? And then they show footage, and you'll be like, shit, that happened.
If they have actual footage of the story.
Wait, what?
If they have actual footage of it happening.
I feel like it'd be more about the trial, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That trial was insanity.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Who do you think would play his friend? Gabourey Sidibe. What was her name? Precious?
Yeah. Precious, there you go.
Yeah, Precious.
Or I don't know the actress.
Or name. Or Push by Sapphire or something.
Based on a novel by Sapphire.
That's her name, right?
Right?
So I watched another true story movie that took place longer than 4 years ago. I watched a movie called Rush.
A lot longer than 4 years ago.
Rush. Yeah. And this movie was about James Hunt, who's one of my favorite people in history.
Oh, I thought it was about that like video game, like Need for Speed movie coming out. No.
No.
No, not like that.
No.
Not like the N64 game Rush.
Kind of. It's about racing. But this was F1 cars. Mm. So it's between James Hunt, who's one of my favorite people in history, and Niki Lauda, who's...
Lauda!
Crank it. This is terrible. This is why we're not supposed to be healthy. We're supposed to be drunk.
Yeah, this is a terrible idea.
My
brain is
about their rivalry and like their rivals during 1967. Let me look it up. In F1 and James Hunt. If you have never heard the story, I made some mistakes last week, I think, when I was talking about it. He went on a 2-week binge of alcohol, weed, and cocaine. And in the time period of a weekend, he slept with 33 British Airways air hostesses. And then on Monday, he won, or he didn't win the race, but he ended up winning a world championship. And then on the flight home, the F1 director or something bought the seats. Is that what it's called when you like buy out a plane?
I think it's just buying out the plane.
Yeah, so he bought out the plane, and all the F1 racers ended up drinking all the alcohol on the plane. And James Hunt, when he was leaving the airport, had to be carried by his mom and girlfriend out of the airport, which is awesome to me. Like, he staggered out, which is great. That what a great story. So this movie, I mainly watched it because I was fooled into thinking Olivia Wilde would have a major role in this movie. But apparently this last year, Olivia Wilde only made one movie, Drinking Buddies, and all of her other appearances were for 5 minutes in other movies that made up another movie. So I guess she made two movies this year, kind of, in my head. My main problem with this movie, it would make my top 10 list, but I had a slight problem with this movie. I already knew who this guy was, and I feel like this movie was mainly appealing towards fans. Like, Michael, do you have any desire to watch this movie?
No.
Uxer, do you have any desire to watch this movie?
Rush?
Yeah.
Yeah, but not pressing.
Okay. I had a pressing desire to watch this movie.
Mm. It's like I might see it.
But I regretted not watching it in theaters. Mm-hmm. Even when it was in theaters, I was like,
they have a lot of racing scenes in the movie.
Not enough.
Yeah, then I'm not that interested.
So, like, my main problem is the only people it would appeal to, their main suspenseful scene was at the end. And if you're a fan, if you're the target audience, then you already know what's going to happen because it's a true story. So that was kind of the problem for me. Is I already knew what was going to happen at the end, and like, it wasn't suspenseful. I can see where it would be suspenseful for the average person, but it wasn't. I think Brian had a lot of problems with this movie too, because he said it was one of the billion movies he saw last week, or the last 3 weeks, or whatever. So yeah, that's it for the watched movies. Now it's time for some television news. Finally, we get to pick up the pace a little bit. there's some Breaking Bad news and some Better Call Saul news. So for Breaking Bad, Vince Gilligan said the finale was not a dream. People were saying, oh, he died in Granite State. Don't you get it? He died in the car. He froze to death and the rest of it was all a dream. How do you think he got the keys? How do you think everything worked out so perfectly for him? You're dumb. Shut up. Stop ruining shows.
Yeah. Like, don't invent your own thing. Yeah. I mean, you can, I guess, if you want to live in that world, but don't tell to other people because it's not true. It's not.
Yeah, that's rude.
If you want to live in that world, go ahead.
And then for Better Call Saul, Vince said he really wants Mike to be back in that show. Mike Ehrmantraut, who I think Usher likes that character a lot, right, Usher?
Ehrmantraut, yeah.
Okay. And he said that since, like, Breaking Bad, time was very constant. They never jumped around in time between seasons and everything. Pretty much every season picked up where the last season ended. Mm-hmm. He said they might jump around more in Better Call Saul, which to me is unfortunate because it was an aspect I liked about Breaking Bad, was how constant the time
was. Yeah, me too. But they did give us, every now and then, they give us flashbacks.
Yeah. Which I think they did in Granite State. They had a flashback. Was it Granite State? Or what was that episode before that that had the weird...
Oh, the one name? Where the one where they were at the they were cooking one of those Hodgley times or something that they never like that. Did before.
Yeah.
I don't know which episode. They show that us, was like, the start the first of it, cook. Yeah. That was like either the second, Hodgley, second or third like to last.
Yeah, it wasn't... I think third to last was Ozymandias.
Fourth to last.
Fourth to last. God,
I miss it so much. I don't know any of the names of the episodes.
I think it's called Hodgley. Anyways, yeah, so that might happen. Whoa, wait, what? Breaking Bad winner arrested on drug charges. Huh. Apparently, I don't know. My phone just crashed, but... So I jailbroke my phone because that was available this week, and now my phone crashes a lot. So,
coincidence? No.
I put some cool hacks on it, so I think that's why. Some House of Cards news. Director's commentary has been added to season 1 on Netflix. So you go to Netflix and you choose the other audio options. And now there's a director's commentary. So if you're into House of Cards, you have about a month and a half.
1 month.
In a week, I think.
In a week and a half.
Yeah. To do watch the whole season 1 with the director's commentary before season 2 starts. And last but not least, Agent Carter is starting production soon and will screen later this year. Now, Agent Carter, for those of you who don't remember, was the short that came with Iron Man 3, right?
Sounds right.
About Agent Peggy Carter from Captain America, the love interest of Captain America. Now, that's weird. I don't know how I feel about it, because in the show, they're going to have to add a love interest, right?
It's
television.
Think. Yeah.
Do you think she's going to keep... I don't want to see her cheat on Captain America. I want to see her be loyal to Captain America.
I mean, they don't have to have a love interest. I don't know. Like, I don't know what they're going to do. Are they going to... They're going to tell us what happened to her in Winter Soldier, I assume.
Something. Yeah.
Something. I'm assuming. But... That'll be an interesting show. That's kind of... It's going to be old style... spy show. It's pretty interesting.
Oh, so the guy who won the contest winner, he was the guy who was in the RV at the, like, for the series finale. Yeah. That guy got arrested for selling synthetic marijuana and shipping it across the U.S. from his Fort Myers home with two other men. He was arrested on New Year's Eve. They seized more than $1 million in synthetic marijuana during the bust. According to deputies, the suspect used a cement mixer to create the drugs, and the drugs were shipped through the U.S. Postal Service. They also seized a souvenir hazmat suit signed by Breaking Bad cast members. That's awesome. That's hilarious. Because, like, you have to buy all those raffle tickets, which were very expensive. Mm-hmm. I think he must have paid for it to get that hazmat suit. He
probably paid it with the drug money.
Yeah, he probably bought it with drug money. Which went to charity, though, so... Do they get to seize that money back or something?
Unless they can prove it. I mean, I don't think there's a huge investigation to prove where that money came from because it went to charity.
Yeah.
I don't think there's like they have to prove where it came from, or I'm guessing.
I don't think
they'll seize money that's already been. Yeah, because they don't do that if, like, when there's these huge drug kingpins, they don't go to everywhere they spent their money. And
they're like, give us that money, yeah, guy. That's drug money.
Exactly.
Like, I'm just a poor suit maker.
Yeah, it's like, how was I supposed to know?
So some TV shows came back finally this week. Well, yesterday and today. New Year's Day. Finally, the drought is over for a little bit. We get to watch some TV shows again. And one show that notably came back was Community, which I forgot about. I didn't remember that it was coming back this early, so I didn't watch it, but yes, Mike saw it.
I did see it.
What do you think? Saw it's, two episodes.
Had a couple jokes I liked, but still, I need some episodes more, because I wasn't that impressed the first couple. A couple good things I liked. I mean, Mike Armentrout was in it. I don't know if he's going to be a regular. It seemed like he was going to be more of a regular, like, just because he's like a teacher. Seems like he's going to be kind of a regular.
Sometimes they do that episode where that's like, also it's just possible. Like one teacher.
Yeah, because they do show teachers sometimes. So maybe he'll just show up every now and then or whatever. And then there's a whole thing about Nicolas Cage. It was pretty funny. But, I mean, there's some good things in it, but nothing quite that impressed me crazily yet. But it was okay. I mean, they gave me two episodes, so I was expecting at least one of them to be great, but that's okay. I think I got hope for Community.
I've just been disappointed so much.
Yeah,
like television and movies lately.
Like the first, I mean, the second episode was better than the first one, I think.
Okay.
So if you get through the first one, the second one's better, but I mean, it wasn't that impressive to me. Just started off, but hopefully it gets better.
Oh, sure. You watch any new TV this week?
No.
Sherlock is back in Britain. Not airing in America. With Benedict Cumberbatch and the O-Man, who plays Bilbo?
Bilbo Baggins?
Yeah, Bilbo Baggins. He's Watson.
Really?
Yeah, he's also the O-Man in The World's End.
You know that?
What?
Michael's mind is blown.
Bilbo. A smog.
Smaug
and Bilbo.
And Practical Jokers is back. The Good Wife is back. All these shows are back, so I'm happy. Now for some discussion time. New Year's came around. A lot of people make resolutions. I decided to change things up this year and make a movie resolution. We have a friend who made a resolution to watch one season of TV a week.
Who?
I'll tell you after.
Oh, okay.
That's insane.
I assume you know.
Okay, because, I know who it is.
Yeah. Insanity
one
to me.
One season of TV a week?
52 seasons of television. Can you believe that?
That's not going to happen. That's more unrealistic than your idea.
That's more unrealistic than your idea, which is to not nap at all.
Yeah.
No, I can take power naps.
You know how unsatisfying a power nap is? I took one today.
They're so satisfying.
No.
Oh, my God.
Not
like, dude, ridiculous.
I took one during lunch.
So you're telling me like 20... Is that your definition?
25 minutes is... As long as I will take a nap for it.
I don't believe you.
That's so ridiculous. Anyways, mine is to watch a movie every day. Now, I'm already behind on my resolution. But it's just an average. I have to average a movie every day. So I decided when I was at Disneyland for New Year's Eve, I was like, I might as well just watch every Disney movie that ever came out. That's like takes out most of them, right? Not knowing that every theatrical release of Disney movie is 357 movies, which is almost a whole year. So,
see, that one would be impossible.
I saw Rush on New Year's Day.
You could do the movie thing, but Disney movies, if you do all those.
So I'm doing it sequentially. So the three movies I'm behind on is Snow White, then Pinocchio, then Fantasia.
Those are good ones, at least.
Yeah, those are good ones. Then it gets really shitty, though.
Yeah, that's the problem. There's a
like
lot of
the 2010s, already very shitty. Mm-hmm. There's like two Hannah Montana movies. And two Jonas Brothers movies that I have to watch now because I made that obligation.
Your resolution's not possible.
My resolution's not possible?
You're not going to do it. There's no way.
I'm going to do it. I'll show you guys.
Nah, dude. There's no way you're going to do it.
Then why don't you put your money where your mouth is and make a better resolution with, that has to do with movies?
I'm not. No, because I know I can't do that. I don't want to do that.
I want to do this.
Okay. You'll get close, but I don't think you're going to do it.
You're dumb.
Eventually, you're just going to be like, these movies fucking suck.
Yeah. Wow, hogwash. Yeah. The movies are, Disney movies are great.
Okay, watch okay. Hannah Montana and Jonas Brothers.
I'll just have to power through those. I'll just get drunk or something and watch them. I never said I have to watch them and remember them. I just have to watch them.
Yeah, but that's like...
But why?
I could do Edward 40 hands, and every time she says something stupid, drink.
You're going to die.
It's only 2 hours of drinking.
Every time she says something stupid.
Yeah, it's only for 2 hours. How much stupid stuff could she say in 2 hours? if it's like a concert, if it's a concert movie, then I assume she's not going to be talking that much. She's going to be singing most of it.
The lyrics are terrible.
She just says stupid stuff in the lyrics. Sometimes I wonder why the sky is blue. Is that a song by her? That should be. I'd be drinking then.
Who knows?
Anyways, yeah, you guys can join me if you want. The list is on Wikipedia. I'm going off the Wikipedia list, and it's already sequential and everything.
You're not even going to be able to find some of the movies, I feel like.
Yeah.
No, true. I found a lot of them in my small garage because my family's own a video store. So a lot of them are on VHS tape. So now I need to find a VCR player. Or VCR.
Yeah, just VCR.
Yeah. So.
Wait.
Or a Laserdisc. Yeah. A lot of them on Laserdisc, too.
Yeah, VCR. VHS is the tape. VCR is the player.
Video cassette recorder.
I think they sell like a USB VHS tape recorder or player thing. Nice. So. There's hope. See this logo? It's hope. And I only have to watch 8 more movies.
It's not Ness.
No, it's a Egyptian Darth Vader. But I think I can do this. I mean, I do have to watch like the Tigger movie. I heard that. How bad can that be?
That doesn't sound that bad.
I have to watch Bolt.
That's not bad.
That's not that bad a movie. I saw
John Travolta and Hannah Montana.
Oh, they said Bolt. They said the Bolt writer or director is doing that Big Hero Six. He's doing that movie.
That's okay. I have faith in that guy.
Yeah.
Well, the movie looks cool, and some more pictures came out this week. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's my resolution. Do you guys have any resolutions at all? They're just stuff you break, anyways. No. Akshay's gonna break his in a week.
Mine's just to not take long naps.
That's gonna break so fast.
Hasn't broken yet.
It's only the third.
It's a lot longer than other people I've held their resolutions for. Okay.
I guess I can't talk because I'm 3 days behind on my resolution. Well, technically 2 days. I saw Rush on New Year's Day. So,
are you doing? I can't tell if you're doing Disney movie or both.
Or all together. It's 365 movies this year.
365 plus.
You only need eight. But you're gonna see way more movies than that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
have to watch.
So you're gonna reach like 400 on the year.
Yeah, and then next year, my top 10 list is gonna be so confusing because I'm gonna be like, wait, you mean Snow White didn't come out this year? I saw Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Does that count?
Was not that year, really?
Aladdin, Return of Jafar, was that a theatrical release? I think it was.
Did it make
the Aladdin movies are actually pretty good.
Yeah,
they are. Even the sequels.
Even the sequels are pretty sequels are like good. Aladdin and the 40 Thieves.
Yeah, with his dad
or the King of Thieves. Aladdin and the King of Thieves.
His dad.
Yeah, it's his dad. It's awesome. Is Alibaba.
Spoiler.
Yeah.
That is a spoiler too.
Now, in case you got tired of my voice, I'm sorry because I'm going to talk some more. For God, video games.
Damn it.
I told you guys I got the Zelda 3DS XL. And I got Zelda Link Between Worlds. I got to play it. And I beat it. In 20 hours. I loved it. If you play Ocarina of Time, this is the closest you're going to get to playing a new Ocarina of Time. It was phenomenal. I loved it so much. The game, like, you can merge onto the wall, which is a really cool feature, and it's fun for the puzzles and everything. So after I finished that, I was like, my 3DS XL is useless right now. I need to buy a new game. So I bought Ocarina of Time 3D. And the graphics, I think, are better on this than the N64. I think they redid some of the graphics, like Link looks much smoother. And Ganon looks much smoother. Zelda, I guess, looks smoother, too. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm playing through it, and it's like bringing back all these memories of I'm in the fire cave right now. I'm still young. But yeah, so much fun. You get to play all the songs on your ocarina and stuff. It's really, I'm glad. I'm enjoying it. Now for some comic book news. Deadpool is getting married. If you're not reading Deadpool right now, why? It's so great. It's one of the best Marvel comics out right now. And we don't know who the bride is, so I guess we'll find out.
How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah. He's just talking to like two little Deadpools.
And that's how your uncle met your mother.
Eight books later.
And that's how this guy met your mother. That's how the stranger that I don't know.
That's how Wolverine met your mother.
That is how Spider-Man met your mother.
And for those fans of the Star Wars comic books, Dark Horse is currently the publisher of Star Wars until 2015, which it goes over to Marvel, which is the obvious step because Disney owns both LucasArts and Marvel. So it only makes sense
Disney collabs.
To keep it all inside the family.
Yes.
And Marvel, for history, did produce the first Star Wars comic book, which sold over 1 million issues back in 1971, I think.
I trust Marvel with this.
And Dark Horse has been publishing them for 3 decades now. So they're going to finish up all their storylines over this next year. And then in 2015, we're going to have Marvel Star Wars comics. So that's pretty exciting. And now it's time to call this podcast, or bring this podcast to an end. And as we do every week, we're going to bring it to an end with Netflix recommendations.
I forgot my Netflix recommendation.
I remember your Netflix recommendation.
Okay, I got it.
That was the weirdest game of charades ever. But I'm glad I forgot it.
All right.
Nice.
People are like, wait, did the podcast end?
Like, they ended it without Netflix Rex this week.
8 seconds of silence.
Craziness.
So, Akshay, you want to start before you forget it again?
This movie is awesome. I love this movie. It's a classic Thanksgiving movie, I believe. It's Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Hilarious. Where were you with that recommendation when it was Thanksgiving?
It wasn't on Netflix.
I know, but I think we're asking about Thanksgiving movies
in
general.
I think I mentioned it. Oh. I might have mentioned it. I haven't
seen the movie. So.
I've seen it a few times. It's classic comedy. Go see it if you haven't seen it.
I love it.
Okay. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Thanks for the charades, guys.
No problem. We got your back, extra. Michael?
My movie is also a new movie that's on Netflix now. It's classic, in my opinion.
I've actually never seen it.
You've never
what?
Seen it?
No, my God.
I tried to watch it one time and I fell asleep during it. It's really good.
Wow. Watching it tonight.
No, yeah, I'm not. I'm watching Snow White, Pinocchio, and Fantasia tonight.
If you like Star Wars, you got to watch this movie.
Dude, you have to watch this movie.
Yeah, I know. So, if you haven't guessed it, it's Spaceballs.
It's ludicrous speed.
Ludicrous speed. They've gone to plaid. It's just like a streak of plaid.
They've jammed us.
They've jammed us.
Oh, my God.
Boysenberry. I don't know if that's the jam yogurt. They say. Yogurt.
Classic.
The
opening scene when the Imperial Star Destroyer.
Yeah. It's so good. Well, it's a Mel Brooks film, and he's also two of the characters in it. You got a... Who's the president in the Bill Pullman, maybe?
Oh, no. John Candy, isn't he in there?
John Candy's in that movie. Rick Moranis is in that movie. It's really funny. It's like a parody of Star Wars.
No way.
I think John Candy exactly was in that movie, too. Yeah.
In what?
Is John Candy in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
I don't know.
It's your recommendation. You handle your own shit.
Yeah. Get it. It's like a... Bill Pullman's character plays like a Han Solo / Luke Skywalker character. So he's like both of them in one. But it's basically Star Wars wrapped up in one movie.
He was.
And then it's got like this, in my opinion, this is the way you do a parody movie. Is it's its own movie. It's got a lot of elements of a movie, but it's still its own thing. Unlike what they do with like Scary Movie or whatever, these movies where they take like 100 different movies and jam them all into one, and then it's not even like a thing. But like
You can't go wrong with Mel Brooks.
Go see it.
Gotta check this movie out.
So your movie and my movie came out the same year.
Did
and,
they?
And John Candy was in both of them.
Ooh.
Yeah.
John Candy was big, like, right in the late 80s.
Literally.
Early 90s.
He was also, yeah.
He was and he was also just large.
My recommendation does not have John Candy in it, and it's also, but it is a new new addition to Netflix. It's called Marin, and it's Mark Maron's TV show on IFC. If you're into podcasting, chances are you've listened to at least one episode of WTF with Mark Maron, and pretty much the show is kind of like Louie, and instead of stand-up that Louie does in a lot of the episodes, this one is Mark Maron's podcast. And I thought it was really cool because he pretty much got this show in my head. He got it because of the podcast. I'm burping all this juice, man. Jesus. I can't even talk. So he got this because of the podcast, and I was like, wow, there's like 7 TV shows on right now that are all because of podcasts. Maybe Destiny Pizzas is the 8th. That was my dream. Then I was trying to think of how our TV show would look like, and it'd probably be like an entertainment news, but like more serious entertainment news, not like who's fucking who. There's a lot of racism in our show. Anyways, go watch the show. It's really funny. Like the stuff he gets into when he's like talking about it on his podcast. He references Irvine in the first episode, so.
Nice.
That's worth
it. Boring
worth
city in the world.
Yeah.
Boring? No.
No, there's like he has a troll after him on Twitter. And the guy plays Dungeons & Dragons in Irvine at a comic book store. I was disappointed. I
probably know a comic book
store. No, it wasn't that one. I was disappointed. The actual comic book store was in Glendale, so I was disappointed. But he has a lot of celebrity cameos in it. Like Anthony Jeselnik was in it one episode, and Rick Foley was in the first one. And no, not Rick Foley. Dave Foley, sorry, from Kids in the Hall. And a lot of people in it. Adam Scott was one episode. Who's the guy from The League?
Nick Kroll?
No.
John LaHoy?
No, not him. It's him and his brother that he was in Safety Not Guaranteed.
Yeah, that guy. I don't know the name. I don't know the actor's
He has like
name,
a French last name. But yeah, that guy was in one of the episodes, so there's a lot of stuff in it. There's a lot of people in it. It's very entertaining. I watched the whole season in 2 days, I think. So, tells you a little bit about me. Yeah, that's my recommendation. Thank you for listening.
Oh, one thing about my recommendation, I guess this is a pull for some people. It was directed by John Hughes. I didn't know that until...
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Oh, that's why John Candy did
a
few John Hughes movies. Yeah. Also.
Uncle Buck, I think, John Hughes.
Yeah.
Steve Martin, John Candy, directed by John Hughes. So go see it.
So, yeah, you can follow us on Twitter at Destiny Pizzas. DESTINYPI. I assume you know how to spell it. I'm just going to, from now on, I'm just going to assume you know how to spell Destiny Pizzas.
It's on our website.
You're listening to the podcast. Just look at your screen that you're listening to, and it'll say Destiny Pizzas.
We have blind listeners.
They can't read our tweets anyways, then.
Yeah, but they can.
No, there must be voice activated.
There are voice. They can read my Twitter.
At Destiny Pizzas, DESTINYPIZZAS. You go to the same thing, destinypizzas.com. You go to Instagram, destinypizzas. Reddit.com/r/destinypizzas. You go to tumblr.destinypizzas.com. You go to facebook.com/destinypizzas. Pretty much anywhere. I'm thinking about starting a MySpace, maybe.
Holy shit.
Go to youtube.com/destinypizzas. Really bottom of the barrel. Yeah, I'm just like anyone who's out there. Listen to us.
Blast from the past.
Friendster. I don't know. Yeah, so anywhere you go, Destiny Pizzas will be there. Email us, contact@destinypizzas.com. You can follow me directly at Dhruv Patel, DHRUVPATEL.
Follow me at mstesca, mstesca.
Yeah, I don't go on Twitter, but you can follow me at HockeyDemon05, HockeyDemon05.
Okay, perfect. And that's it. Thank you for listening. Until next week, listen to this over and over again. Listen to our Christmas pod. Listen to last week.
Drunk pod.
Yeah, I think our drunk pod. I was pretty happy with it. It's a little long, but I mean, the best things in life are.
That's what she said.
Exactly.
You can just skip around. Listen to it in segments. I don't
yeah.
know.
I don't know. Just chapter supports.
Switch it up.
So thank you for listening.
Listen to the end of it and then go backwards and you'll be like, they're getting
put us on random.
Sober.
Yeah. Okay. So thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.